Coronavirus, financial downturns, rising prices, riots, civil unrest, cancer culture, changing political winds. All of these movements and many more have come upon us in the past year here in the United States. Welcome to Encounter God's Truth from Whitcomb Ministries. I'm Wayne Shepherd, your host, and this is a weekly radio and internet Bible teaching outreach that always begins with the premise that God's Word is true from the beginning to the end, with application for all of life. As we look at the world around us during this time of cultural upheaval, are we seeing the stage being set for the fulfillment of biblical prophecy? To answer that question, we're turning back to a special guest teacher, Dr. Andy Woods, for our next two programs and asking him to provide us with a prophetic update. Dr. Woods is no stranger to us here at Encounter God's Truth, as he's spoken to us many times before, and he's uniquely equipped to talk about this subject. Dr. Woods is the senior pastor of Sugar Land Bible Church in Sugar Land, Texas, and the president of Schaefer Theological Seminary, and he specializes in Bible prophecy, which he's taught around the country and throughout the world. He's also an attorney who has a great interest in American and world history. Dr. Woods is going to share his thoughts on how the events that we're seeing unfold before us today tie into the scenarios that the Bible predicts for the coming tribulation period, and thus help set the stage for that future fulfillment of prophecy. He'll begin today by rehearsing some of the ominous themes that keep reappearing in our ever-changing culture and exploring their significance. We welcome Dr. Woods back now for another important and unique set of messages on these current events. This is part one of a two-part series. So here with more is Dr. Andy Woods.
Well, most today would readily acknowledge that we are living in just some amazing and some extraordinary times, especially when it comes to the prophetic pages of God's Word. It's very interesting that you can look at our world today and see many of the things happening and see a great many similarities that we find in Scripture. For example, our world for over a year now has been ravaged by something known as COVID-19 or the coronavirus. And when you look at Matthew chapter 24 and verse 7 in the King James Version, it reads, "For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places." Notice the emphasis there on pestilences. We're also living in an unusual time of financial downturns and rising prices. And when you go to the book of Revelation, chapter 6, and you look at verses 5 and 6, you read these words. It says, "Then he broke the third seal, and I heard the third living creature saying, 'Come.' And I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard something like a voice in the center of the four living creatures saying, 'A quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not damage the oil and the wine.'" Speaking of there, a financial downturn. And earlier in Matthew chapter 24, verse 7, we read of famines in diverse places. We're also living in a time period of riots and civil unrest in many of our major cities. And again, that reminds us of Matthew 24, verse 7, where it says, "Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom." It's interesting, the Greek word for nation there is ethnos, where we get the word ethnicity. So ethnic tension arising in the last days. It's also very interesting that we're living in sort of this cancel culture movement where history is being rewritten and people are pretending that the traditions that our culture was based on are somehow now evil and should be wiped from the collective memory. This reminds us very much of the book of Daniel, chapter 7 and verse 25, which says of the future Antichrist, "He will speak out against the Most High and wear down the saints of the Most High One, and he will intend to make alterations in times and law, and they will be given into his hand for a time, times, and a half a time. The interesting wording there is alterations in times and law. The Antichrist would erase the prior culture, in other words, and bring in his own culture. And this reminds us very much of the cancel culture movement and the changing political winds that we find ourselves within today. And so as you look at the world today and the direction it's moving, and you look at the pages of God's Word, you see some very fascinating and interesting parallels. The question, though, becomes, is this that? In other words, are the things that we're seeing in the culture and in our world today, are they actually the fulfillment of these predictions? I would say no, for this very important reason. Similarity does not equal equality. You know, I've got two cars in my garage. They look a lot alike. They both have steering wheels. They both have four wheels. They both have an engine. They both have a steering wheel column. They both have glove compartments. They both have seat belts, etc. There's a lot of similarities between those cars, but it would be a logical fallacy to conclude that one car equals the other on account of similarities. They're very similar, but they're two totally and completely different vehicles. In the same way, there's an awful lot of similarities between the things happening in our world and the pages of God's prophetic word. But just because there are some similarities does not necessarily mean that the two are equal. And I know this is disappointing for people to hear me talk this way, because it's much more exciting for a preacher to tell you that God's prophetic word is being fulfilled presently. But the truth of the matter is, I am, when it comes to the field of Bible prophecy, someone that you would call a futurist. We believe that these prophecies are yet future. And in fact, they are going to be bracketed by a 7-year time period that is described in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 27. There's a particular event that will kick off that 7-year time period, a peace treaty between the Antichrist and unbelieving Israel. There's a particular event that will conclude that 7-year time period, the personal return of Jesus Christ to the earth to establish his kingdom 7 years later. And there is something that's going to happen in the middle of that time period, right in the middle, 3.5 years into it exactly, called the desecration or the desolation of the Jewish temple. And you see, Bible prophecy is set up to reveal that the prophecies that I alluded to earlier, whether it's Matthew 24, verse 7, Revelation 6, verses 5 and 6, Daniel 7, verse 25, etc., those are going to be fulfilled within that bracketed 7-year tribulation period. It's interesting that when you study the birth pains of Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 through 14, and you look at those birth pains in order, they mirror the exact same order of the seal judgments that are described in Revelation chapter 6, Revelation chapter 7, and then a little bit towards the beginning of Revelation chapter 8. In other words, these birth pains are talking about the seal judgments. And everybody believes that the seal judgments are going to happen yet future in the future 7-year tribulation period. Therefore, the birth pains, nation against nation, famines, pestilences, etc., those also will be fulfilled within the bracketed 7-year tribulation period of the future. And so when I begin to speak this way, many people are disappointed, because what they want to hear is this is that. The similarities that we see happening in our world today are, in fact, the fulfillment of God's prophetic word. And what I'm trying to communicate to you is that is not so. Nobody can say God's word is being fulfilled prophetically exactly unless they find themselves in the 7-year tribulation period. Now, having said all that, does that mean that the things happening in our world have no prophetic significance whatsoever? And I would also answer that particular question in the negative as well. They have tremendous significance. They may not be the exact fulfillment of Bible prophecy, but we do believe in something called prophetic stage setting. Prophecy is such that when it is fulfilled one day, and it will be fulfilled, because God cannot lie, when prophecy is going to be fulfilled one day, it's not just going to leap into existence in a vacuum. The world stage will have been set up appropriately for the fulfillment of that prophecy. And so the things that are happening in the world are not the final act, but the stage is being set. We see this pattern with the first coming of Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4 says, "But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under law." Jesus, in the first coming, stepped out of eternity into time, into human history, and he fulfilled a script that was written about him hundreds and in some cases thousands of years in advance. And it's interesting that the prophecies related to Jesus Christ didn't just happen in a vacuum. The world stage was set up in advance. Let me give you one such example. The ancient prophecies predict that the Messiah would be pierced. You'll see that in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, and Psalm 22, verses 16, really verses 16 through 18. You'll see the prophecies of the piercing of the Messiah. And that's problematic from a human perspective because the Bible indicates that historically, the Jews, when they killed somebody, they did not pierce them. They stoned them to death. In fact, they tried to actually stone Christ to death, and yet he miraculously escaped in John chapter 8, verses 58 and 59. So the question then becomes, well, if that's how the Jews killed people, then how could the prophecies of piercing ever be fulfilled? You see, though, the stage was set in advance for the fulfillment of those prophecies. Around 63 BC, six decades before Christ showed up in his first coming, the Roman Empire had come to power over the land of Israel, and they had taken away from the Jews the right to execute their own criminals. It was General Pompey, about 63 BC, under Rome, that came into the land of Israel and took away from the Jews the right to execute their own criminals, as Israel was made a vassal state to Rome. And that was stage setting for the piercing to be fulfilled. Why? Because when the Jews found Christ guilty, they could not kill him themselves. Had they have done that, they would have stoned him to death. And if they had stoned him to death, the prophecies of piercing wouldn't have been fulfilled. But they had to take Christ and now turn him over to the Romans for execution. And the Romans, when they executed people, did pierce people. They used the grisly form of execution and capital punishment known as the crucifixion. So you see, Pompey's activity in 63 BC set the stage for the fulfillment of God's specific word related to the piercing of the Messiah. And that's the best way to understand things happening in our world today. They are not the fulfillment of God's prophetic word, but they are prophetic stage setters. Now, one way the stage is being set today, I believe, is they have introduced these horrific events that are in our world today, whether it's viruses or famines or whatnot. They have introduced into our world global problems. COVID-19 is something that is happening all over the world. It is a global problem. And if you have a global problem, humanity will begin to cry out for a global solution. And the global solution that people are crying out for today is world government. And as we see these cries for world government, we have to understand these not as the exact prophetic fulfillment of God's word, but it is setting the stage for world government that the Bible very clearly tells us is on the horizon. Notice Daniel chapter 7, verse 23. It says, "Thus he said, the fourth beast will be a fourth kingdom on the earth, which will be different from all the other kingdoms, and it will devour the whole earth and tread it down and crush it." The Bible specifically predicts that in the tribulation period, there will exist a one-world government. And COVID-19, because it has introduced a global problem, which has caused people to cry out for a global solution, and the global solution that they are all seeking is global government, you can see COVID-19 not so much as a specific fulfillment of God's word, but something that is setting the stage for the globalism or the one worldism of the tribulation period. You'll notice that this call for world government or these prophecies concerning world government are not just found in the book of Daniel chapter 7 and verse 23, but you'll find them in many other passages. You might look up sometime Revelation 13 verses 7 and 8. Or Revelation 13, verses 16 through 18. Or Revelation chapter 17 and verse 15. And you'll see very clearly that God's word anticipates a one-world government coming upon the earth, and it will exist in the time period of the tribulation period just before Jesus returns to the earth. In other words, the last form of Gentile dominion before Jesus establishes his kingdom at the end of the seven-year tribulation period will be a world government. In fact, it will be world government that Jesus will rapidly crush instantaneously and will replace it with his glorious kingdom. So COVID-19 is not the fulfillment of that particular prophecy, but it's certainly setting the stage for that prophecy. And one of the things that the human heart has always lusted after is world government. Lost man has always felt that he needs world government to solve global crises. That's a lust that man has in his heart, which is as old as the Tower of Babel. And we know that God will allow mankind to have human government. And we know that once he gets his hand on human government, God will not allow it to get far because of what God says in the book of Genesis, chapter 11, verse 6, concerning the Tower of Babel. It says there, "The Lord said, behold, they are one people, and they all have the same language, and this is what they began to do, and now nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them." In other words, if man has world government, which apparently he will get one day according to God's prophetic word, God can't let the project get too far, because if there's only one government that exists on planet Earth and it falls into the wrong hands, the potential for evil is unprecedented. And this is one of the reasons God will allow this prophecy of world government to be fulfilled. Man has always wanted world government, and God is going to allow man in the tribulation period to actually achieve world government for the purpose of showing him what a disaster the whole project will be. It will plummet the human race into unprecedented evil and depravity. And God is allowing this to happen because he is showing man that what he has always wanted to solve his problems, world government, the solution that he thinks will fix everything, is really no solution at all, but it is a disaster. And world government will only work if you have the right world governor. And that's why that time period, as it's instantaneously crushed by Jesus Christ, will be replaced with Christ's millennial kingdom, We read about that in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9 and verse 7, where it says, "There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this." You see, God allows mankind to have world government to show him what an utter failure it will be unless world government is headquartered or anchored in the right hands. And mankind will get world government in the tribulation period, and that experiment will be a complete and total disaster. And then Jesus, at the end of the tribulation period, will say, "Okay, are you ready now for the real world government? Or the right world government? Or the world government that I myself will implement?" And now the human heart will be ready for the right ruler, Jesus Christ, as he will return at the end of the 7-year tribulation period and will establish his world government. So from this standpoint, we can see that human history is pedagogical. It teaches us something. And the great lesson is mankind's lust for world government will be a disaster. And the only way God can get that across is by letting humanity have what they want. And then after mankind sees what a disaster it is, we will be ready for the real government administered by Jesus Christ himself as he rules from David's throne in Jerusalem for 1,000 years in fulfillment of Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 7. So the bottom line is, are we seeing those prophecies being fulfilled today? No, we are not. But what we're seeing is the stage being set for the fulfillment of those prophecies, because prophecy cannot happen in a vacuum. We see a global problem enveloping the earth, and now mankind is crying out for a global solution, which is global government. And God is going to allow this global governance or this global experiment to come into existence to show humanity what a disaster their experiment is, to prepare the human heart for the real government which will follow. And so that's the right way to view COVID-19, financial downturns, riots and civil rest in our world, as well as the cancel culture. Prophecies are not being fulfilled today, but God is at work setting the stage for his end time program. God bless you, and thank you for listening.
You're listening to Encounter God's Truth and our special guest speaker, Dr. Andy Woods. We're taking 2 weeks to listen as Dr. Woods provides us with a prophetic update. Please remember that you can hear all of Dr. Wood's past broadcasts with us and all of the archives from our regular Bible teacher, Dr. John Whitcomb, by going to sermonaudio.com/Whitcomb. There you'll find more than 1,300 free resources, including not only all the broadcasts from our nearly 10 years on radio, but also more sermons, lectures, and writings from Dr. Whitcomb and other excellent Bible teachers. And you can always get there easily from our website at whitcombministries.org. Now, it's time for a question and follow-up to today's teaching. So my question to you, Dr. Woods, is this. Are the events that we are witnessing today actually the fulfillment of biblical prophecy? And if not, how do we know that they are really important from a biblical vantage point?
As I have tried to argue, the events that are happening in our world today are very, very interesting, but they do not represent a specific fulfillment of God's prophetic word. Rather, they are events that are setting the stage for the coming 7-year tribulation period and ultimately the millennial kingdom. Now, does that mean that the things happening in our world have no prophetic significance at all? And I would say that they do have prophetic significance because they are stage setters. Although they're not the specific fulfillment of God's word, we know that they are moving us aggressively in the realm of stage setting because they start to appear more and more frequently. For example, in our program today, we talked about world government. I remember when world government was mentioned by politicians very secretly. Today, though, it's as if politicians can't even get through any speech at any level without bringing up the prospect of world government. And so I think this is a much more healthy way of analyzing current events in our world. And we know that if the stage is being set this aggressively for the tribulation period, the rapture which precedes the tribulation period is coming even faster.
All right, thanks, Dr. Woods. We always appreciate your wisdom and insight, and we want to invite everyone to come back for part two of this special series and hear more of your prophetic update next time here on Encounter God's Truth. To remain plugged into our program until then, find us online anytime at facebook.com/Whitcomb Ministries. Until next week, I'm Wayne Shepherd. May the Lord God bless you and keep you as you encounter His truth and strive to serve Him.